Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we have a lovely bhajan on the Divine Mother. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
So this is the short, beautiful bhajan we will learn now. It has four lines in all. We'll get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll discuss the meaning of every word of this bhajan to some detail and try to understand what this bhajan is trying to convey to us. This is one of those bhajans which used to be sung in the early years in Prashanta Nilayam in the 60s and 70s, and in the last 20-30 years you have not heard this bhajan in the Prashanta Nilayam Mandir, and it is time now perhaps to bring back this beautiful melody into our consciousness. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani, Jagadambe Ma Jagajanani, Amba Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani, Narayani Patita Pavani, Partipurishwari Sai Janani.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Srinivasulu along with Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration of the tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
Jagadambe Ma Jagajanani.
Jagadambe Ma Jagajanani.
Jagadambe Ma Jagajanani.
Jagadambe Ma Jagajanani.
Amba Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
Amba Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
Narayani Patita Pavani.
Narayani Patita Pavani.
Narayani Patita Pavani.
Narayani Patita Pavani.
Partipurishwari Sai Janani.
Partipurishwari Sai Janani.
Partipurishwari Sai Janani.
Partipurishwari Sai Janani.
Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
So that's the beautiful bhajan adoring the Divine Mother Goddess, and Brother Srinivasulu gave us a slow demonstration of how the tune flows. Brother Anirudh will now share with us his thoughts on the raga of the bhajan. So Anirudh, what are your suggestions on the technical makeup of this bhajan?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
This wonderful soothing and peaceful bhajan is based on rag Yaman in the Hindustani classical music, or we call it Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music. It's a very popular and well-known raga in terms of either Kritis or our Sai bhajans.
Nerega Shuddhani, Shuddhri, Shuddhga, Ma, 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 Tivrama,
It has all the seven notes. So in Bilawal, if you keep the ma as Tivra ma, so it becomes Kalyani.
Yes.
And coming to many our Sai bhajans, you have
Sharade Jaya Sharade Vagvilasini Sharade Devakitanaya Dayanide Shitala charanam, komala charanam, manjula charanam, amaguru charanam, saishwari amba jagadishwari.
And we can go on with the list of Kalyani bhajans.
Yes. As you said, it's a very popular raga and there are plenty of bhajans based on this raga.
Yes. So and this one reminds to be very unique actually in terms of the composition.
This bhajan.
Yes, this bhajan. Especially the first line if you see.
Bhairave ambe bhavani.
So it has a beautiful way of standing on the note.
Bhavani.
And in the second line also there is a very unique progression which goes from
Jagadambe ma jagajanani la 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 sagapa sani.
It's like a little bit of jump of swaras are there. So once we get the tune right by practicing it, singing it many times, I think we get to know the progression of this easily. And so let's do the swaras for each line. The first line.
Bhairavi ambe bhavani sanida pamare re ga ga sanida pamare re ga ga jagadambe ma jagajanani sanire re ga sa saga pasani sani re re ga sa saga pasani amba bhairave ambe bhavani ga pasani da pamare re ga ga Gapasanida pamare re ga ga Narayani patita pavani Papa magamada pama madada manida pa Papa magamada pama madada manida pa
It's short, but it's very sweet, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3. three, four.
One,
two,
three,
four.
One,
two,
three,
four.
One,
two,
three,
four.
Bhairavi ambe bhavani. Bhairavi ambe bhavani. Jagadambe ma jagajanani. Jagadambe ma jagajanani. Amba bhairavi ambe bhavani. Amba bhairavi ambe bhavani.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So with that, you are familiar with the tune of the bhajan and the beat of the bhajan and the raga of the bhajan. Let's now get into the most beautiful aspect of understanding the significance of this bhajan. Let's take every word of this bhajan and ruminate on its significance. We start with the first line.
Bhairavi ambe bhavani.
Bhairavi is the name of Mother Parvati, the divine consort of Lord Shiva, who is also referred to as Bhairav. Bhairav is often considered as a ferocious form of Lord Shiva, and Bhairavi too is a fierce form of the Mother Goddess. And according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, it is believed that when Goddess Bhairavi entered the battlefield, her angry appearance made the demons go weak in their limbs, and that is how she vanquished the demons. She terrified them with her form. God assumes a terrifying form only to drive away the terribleness that is there in us and around us, isn't it? I remember a very beautiful incident that happened many years ago in Vrindavan. It was the 70s, and in those days, the boys had a lot of access to Bhagwan's residence and practically spent every moment when they were not in the college with Swami. There was one thing that was bothering a particular student. His father was into a lot of bad habits. The conservative figure of the number of cigarettes he smoked per day was 100. Besides, he would go to the gambling den, splurge money in horse racing and so on. So this boy wrote a letter to Bhagwan mentioning his father's weakness for tobacco and prayed for his intervention. Unexpectedly, the next morning, his father happened to be in Vrindavan. He had seen Swami before and had respect and love for him. Bhagwan too had interacted with him earlier. In those days, the parents of students were permitted to stand just outside the gate of Bhagwan's residence in Vrindavan. They could approach Swami first as he stepped out for darshan. And when Bhagwan emerged that day, and as he passed by the gate, Bhagwan's eyes fell on this person. Immediately, Bhagwan went to him, and in a very harsh tone, Swami said, "When did you come?" And the boy's father shivered in shock, because Swami earlier had always spoken to him with great love, but he had never seen this facet of Bhagwan before, so he was very taken aback. He somehow recovered from that shock, and very timidly he replied, "Swami, today, Swami, just now I came." Swami just sternly moved his face away and walked a few paces down, and he stopped, he turned again, he retraced his steps, came now right in front of the person, looked straight into his eyes, and now in a voice that was as stern as stone, Swami said, "If you smoke again, if you play cards again, if you go to the horse races again." The boy was there around, and the boy was wondering, "I never wrote to Swami about all these habits of my father. I had only mentioned about his cigarette habit." So he was watching with flabbergasted eyes what was happening, and Bhagwan repeated, "Mind you, if you smoke again, if you play cards again, if you go to the horse races again, I will not only not see you, I will not let you also see me." And the father was completely sapped. He didn't know how to react. He just stared at Bhagwan, transfixed to the spot. But Bhagwan did not stop there. Swami said, "Not only will I not talk to you, I will not let you talk to me too." And every statement of Bhagwan that was coming was hitting his father like a ton of bricks. The force with which Bhagwan's anger was directed at him simply terrified his being. His mind was paralyzed. But that was not all. Swami now went even closer to him, and very starkly Swami pronounced, "Not only will you not be able to see me or talk to me, I will ensure that you cannot even think of me." And this just left the father completely speechless. He was dazed. He didn't know how to react, because this was something he had never expected, and this is something he did not know how to absorb, how to stomach. Swami was saying that, "I will not only not see you and talk to you, I will also ensure that you cannot even think of me." And Bhagwan just said this swiftly, and he left the place like he was a breeze. It was like a hurricane had in an instant lifted him, twirled him and dashed him to the ground upside down. But the impact was so solid that from that day onwards, he could not bear the slightest whiff of tobacco. Forget even buying a tobacco or using the tobacco. He could not even bear the sight of tobacco. And that is what the Divine Mother in the form of Bhairavi had done to this person. So that is what we are dwelling on in this line, Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani. We are talking about that fierce form of the Lord which he assumes to correct us. In fact, Dr. Shivsankar Sai, the former warden of Sri Satya Sai Senior Boys Hostel, once narrated that when he was a student in Bhagwan's college in Vrindavan, on one occasion Swami got very angry about the discipline of the students, and he told everyone that, "I am going to Vrindavan." And he just left Prashantinilayam, and all the students became very upset. They didn't know what to do. The warden severely reprimanded the students and said, "See, if you behave like this, you will lose all this golden opportunities that Bhagwan was giving you. You will not have anything with you to cherish, to treasure in your life, because you are losing the chance of divine proximity. Now is the time to repent for what you have done." And so all the boys prayed intensely, and the bhajan sessions became very intense and emotional in the hostel. But Bhagwan had left, and the boys didn't know how to bring Bhagwan back. They were just praying and praying. About a week later, Bhagwan wrote a loving letter, and in that Swami said, "Boys, though I came off to Vrindavan, I just cannot help thinking about you all. All of you are so dear to me. Even though I left Puttaparthi in a huff, please do not be so depressed. I did it only in the interest of your discipline. I want all of you to become good boys, because that alone will save you." Everyone was in tears when they read the letter. The Lord is never angry with us. The Lord only pretends to be angry once in a while, just so that we learn how to shine in his love. We learn how to glow as his property, as his instrument. And that is what Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani is all about. The Lord is the Divine Mother. Bhavani is again another appellation of Mother Parvati. It's one of the 1,000 names in which the mother is described in the Lalita Sahasranamam. So this is the beautiful meaning of Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani. Let's move on to the next line.
Jagadambe ma jagajanani.
Jagadambe comes from Jagat and Ambe. Jagat means cosmos, and Ambe means mother. Ma, again, is the most beautiful word in this universe. Jagajanani comes from Jagat and Janani, again meaning the mother of the cosmos. I'm reminded of a Dasara celebration that happened many years ago. Every Dasara in Prashantinilayam is a beautiful celebration of the adoration of the Divine Mother, and you have the Yajna, the Veda Pusha Saptaha Gyana Yajna conducted for 7 days in the Purnachanda auditorium. The rituals would go on in the mornings and the evenings would include talks by distinguished elders and students ahead of Bhagwan's discourse. And Bhagwan would personally pick the speakers, and many times he would even guide them about their presentations. For instance, in 1983, much before the festivities began, Bhagwan called all the student speakers for an interview. And looking at one boy, Bhagwan asked, "What is your topic?" So this boy, he said, "Swami, I would like to speak on Sai, our Sadguru." Bhagwan heard that and Swami immediately asked, "Okay, so who is a Guru?" The boy just kept silent. He thought, instead of giving out just the translation of the word, which would anyway be inadequate and incomplete, it was better not to say anything and just wait for Bhagwan to explain. And Bhagwan very graciously obliged too. Bhagwan said, "Gu stands for darkness of ignorance and Ru is the removal of this ignorance. So Guru is the one who removes the darkness of ignorance." And the boy was so grateful to Bhagwan for the explanation, he bowed down in gratitude for his grace. But the test was not over yet. Bhagwan again asked him, "So who is Sadguru?" Now the boy was feeling a little confidence, and drawing from what Bhagwan had said earlier, the boy said, "Swami, Sadguru is one who takes us beyond the ocean of samsara, the cycle of birth and death." Swami seemed very satisfied with the answer. He was very happy. And to add to the boy's delight, Bhagwan then went on to give a broader implication of Sadguru, and in that process made a revelation. In a very soft tone, Swami said, "Sai is not the Guru or Sadguru. Sai is Jagat Guru. Bhagwan is not Vyaktinath, a lord of the people. He is Lokanath, the lord of the worlds." Bhagwan had revealed this himself to a devotee at one point. No wonder the concourse that gathered every day in Prashantana for a glimpse of him, comprised of the most affluent in the society and the most intelligent among men and women, as well as the homeless man on the street and the commoner. His devotees ranged from the most powerful to the most desolate. Because a guru may guide a few, a sadguru may spearhead the lives of many, but the avatar descends for all. The avatar knows no distinction among men, and his grace knows no limitation or stipulation. He is for all. He is Jagat Janani. He is the mother of everyone. He is there to take care of everyone. He is there for the welfare of not only every person but every being of this universe. In fact, once a few teachers of Bhagwan's university were walking in the Trai lawns in Vrindavan, and suddenly they noticed that Swami stopped walking. The teachers wondered what was wrong, and there suddenly they saw that there was a straight stream of ants going from one side of the lawn to the other, and Bhagwan noticed that line of ants, and then Swami immediately materialized candy, broke it into pieces and put it on the ground for the ants. And Swami said jokingly, "Lunchtime." He knows about the lunchtime, breakfast time and dinner time, not only of you and me and of every person in this universe, but of every being in this cosmos. That is why he is Jagat Janani, the mother of the entire universe. That is whom we pray to in this line, "Jagadambe Ma Jagat Janani."
Amba Bhairavi Ambe Bhavani.
The third line is a repeat of the first line, so we move on to the fourth line.
Narayani Patita Pavani.
Narayani means the one who is the consort of Lord Narayana. Narayana is the one who pervades every speck of this creation. Narayani is Mother Lakshmi, who always resides with Narayana. Patita means one who has fallen or who has sinned. Pavani means the one who is pure She is called as Pavani because she is pure. She transmutes anything she touches into purity. Isn't that true? Because all of us have become purer than what we were once we were touched by the divine, isn't it? Haven't our thoughts become more sublime? She is here to sanctify all our lives. In fact, I remember many years ago speaking to a Naxalite. His name is Mr. Kovasi Shankar Bada. He was a Naxal leader hailing from the Kadamuru village in the East Godavari district of Andhra Pradesh. In the year 2004-2005, Swami suddenly announced a water project for the tribals in this region. And the Sevadals and the Sai volunteers got into action. And within a year or so, all these tribal areas in the East Godavari district had pipelines drawn from the streams that flowed below the hills, and now these villages were saved the trouble of always going down the mountain to collect water. Water was there at their doorsteps in front of their huts. And this unceasing, unconditional love of Bhagwan, they never asked Bhagwan, nobody told Bhagwan of their plight, but Bhagwan, the Divine Mother that He is, somehow out of the blue announced. And once the stream of Bhagwan's love in the form of sweet drinking water started flowing in those tribal regions, it brought such amazing transformation in their lives. All those people who were Naxalites, who were antisocial elements, turned into Sai devotees, turned into messengers of love, turned into Sai workers. That is what the love of the Divine Mother does to all of us. And that is why she is Pavani, because she converts everyone and everything into goodness, into auspiciousness. So that is the significance of Narayani Patita Pavani. Let's move on to the last line.
Partipurishwari Sai Janani.
Parthi Purishwari can be split into Parthi and Puri and Ishwari. Parthi refers to Puttaparthi. Sai can be split into Sa, I. Sa is divine, I is mother. Janani again is another very beautiful word for mother. Mrs. Malika Desu was an alumnus of the Anandpur campus of the Sai University. When she was just 18 years old, she lost her physical mother. She was then studying in the Anandpur campus. And it was such a heartbreaking moment for her. She was just crying uncontrollably, sitting in the darshan line. And Bhagwan came to her, stood in front of her, and that day filled her heart with courage and assurance, gave her strength and solace. And Swami said, "What is the matter? Why are you crying? One mother is gone, but you have 1,000 mothers. You have Mother Sai. Why do you cry?" And that is how Swami wiped her tears and filled all the emptiness of her heart with His love. Eventually, Malika completed her education in Anandpur and got married and moved to the US. On July 24, 1990, she was expecting her second child, and there was no one to help her other than her husband. There was no motherly figure to look after her during that time of her labor. It had been 22 hours since she started experiencing contractions, and she needed help because she was not able to deliver. But she was feeling very weak, and because it was such a prolonged labor. And at this point, the doctors there determined that perhaps Malika should consider taking the epidural. And the very thought of having to take the epidural, having to endure that big needle on her spine, in addition to that terrible labor pain that she was undergoing, was highly distressing for Malika. And she was so tired, she was so upset, and she was actually getting fed up with what she was going through. And in anger, she told Bhagwan, "Swami, what is this? You said that you will be with me like a mother, that you will fill me with the love of 1,000 mothers, but this is the time I need you." And she started crying, and she started, in fact, blaming Swami and praying for his presence, and immediately at that very moment in the maternity ward of that hospital in the US, she saw a clear vision of Bhagwan. Not only of Bhagwan, along with Bhagwan was her physical mother too, standing right beside her. On one side of her bed was Bhagwan, on other side of her bed was her mother. And immediately, without any effort, with ease and without any pain, effortlessly, she delivered her child. Her child arrived in the presence of Bhagwan. In fact, the delivery happened so fast that Malika's husband had to rush to get the nurse. Everyone was so amazed because the gynecologist there had said that the delivery was still a fair bit away, and they thought that the labor was just not progressing well. But when divine grace dawns, everything just becomes so smooth and so beautiful. That is what the Divine Mother can do, and that is what the Divine Mother does all the time. And this is whom we pray to in this line, to Divine Mother Sai Parthi Purishwari Sai Janani. Dear listeners, when you think about the words of this bhajan, each of you will be able to relate to every word of this bhajan in your own way, because there are moments in all our lives when Bhagwan has taken care of us like no mother can, where Bhagwan has purified our inner selves and forgiven us again like no mother can. It is to this mother, it is to this colossus of love, compassion and grace and protection that we pray to in this line. So with these thoughts and with these prayers, let's sing this bhajan once again along with the students of Bhagwan's University.
Bhairavi ambe bhavani.
Sai Janani,
Patipuri.
So that perhaps gives you some idea of how this bhajan is composed, how this is sung, and how we can sing it with love and devotion. Do take your time out to learn, practice, and sing it in your homes, in your Sai centers, and in your shrines. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can feel free to write to us. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our Divine Mother Sai.